6 in the books. Another beautiful day. We've got sunshine out here to get out here and get a really good practice in. And I mean, there's spring practice. We talked about this before. You never know if the offense is doing good or the defense is. And every play you get excited about something, either on one side of the ball or the other. And I think right now there's a lot more juice today. I think a lot of the players are starting to feel more comfortable in the system and what we're doing on both sides of the ball. And I thought there was a lot more juice today. I like the practice and the attitude and the way they're coming out here and working. But still a lot we got to get done. We're going to go on Friday, and then we'll go again on Friday, Saturday, and then we'll go on Monday and probably have a little bit of a scrimmage on Wednesday before we break for Easter. And then we'll have about 4 or 5 days off and then come back and finish it off, finish the last 2 weeks of spring ball off.
What do you think of the offensive line so far?
I think they got a long way to go. I mean, it's 5 days in, hard to evaluate. There's Shane Carpenter and a lot of those guys with the amount of stuff they're getting thrown at them. But I think they're getting better. We got what we got right now. We just got to make them as good as we can. And right now I think it's too early to evaluate them as a unit. But I think there's some guys that are doing some really good things individually, but I don't think right now we're still a long way away from being the offensive line we need to be.
How do you become the offensive line you want to be?
We've got from now until August with a lot of new faces, and we need every rep we can get out here. We need summer of them spending a lot of time together and hearing the calls and feeling comfortable and reacting second nature when blitzes happen and things along those lines. And for those guys to gain a little confidence, you have to have success. And right now, you know, 4 guys can do it great, 1 guy does it wrong, and they look awful. And that's where, for them to develop and be a unit, it's going to take every practice this spring. It's going to take all summer, and it's going to take all of fall camp to get them ready. And then we'll see how far we can get by the first game. But Coach McFarland's got a challenge because there's some new faces in there and some guys that have to come a long way.
How would you compare this year? This is your third year. Compare it to some of the years past. Are you the same
with the O-line?
Yeah, below, more advanced, or where'd you put it?
No, I would say some of the guys are more advanced, you know. But when we came in year one, everybody was first year in the offense. Well, we got some guys that are still first year in the offense right now. You know, we got some guys that are out here. You know, you look at Dante McCready. You know, I mean, this is his first time playing college football, and he's in a first year. And Shane Carpenter's a redshirt freshman who hasn't played a lot yet. So I think they're on different levels. I think Kirby Wixon's way ahead of where he was a year ago at this time. I think Brunson's way ahead of where he was a year ago at this time. I mean, some of those guys are way ahead, having Jens Danielson, but we still need some guys to come along to be what we want to be.
How is Carpenter? I think last week you mentioned Carpenter as well.
Yeah.
What do you like about him that gets
his
you excited?
His size, his toughness, his intensity. His competitive nature, which you see when he puts on pads and the way that he plays the game and the intensity and passion that he plays the game with. That's a far cry from being ready to play. But I like a lot of the intangible things that he possesses that I think he could be a really good offensive lineman here from what I've seen to this point.
Jeff and Price got some more reps today, probably more than usual.
Yeah, Ryan's got a class. Ryan's got a class today, so he misses half the practice Wednesday. So those guys got a lot more reps. And, you know, I think it's kind of the same thing with youth. It's feast and famine. I mean, you can go from maybe a mistake the quarterback made, like what Price did at the end, you know, when he gets under the center and doesn't manage the clock and do some of those things. And then you look at the pass Jeff made right down there at the end and the read and weaving it in between two guys. So I think it's pros and cons right now, but what we've got to work on is the consistency. You know, we don't get to take our best 30 plays and take those into a game. You know, we've got to make sure that we eliminate those 20 or 30 plays that are going to hurt us in the fall. So, I mean, I like the way they're coming, and their attitudes are great, and they're working extremely hard, but they're both very talented young men.
Lastly, what was your reasoning behind Tevin King's dismissal?
Grades.
Going back to the offensive line, a couple guys got a chance late last year, last 2 games, to get more reps, even get a start or two in there. For those guys, are you seeing them help? Has that helped them coming into the spring get a little bit more playing time and seeing them in actual live game action?
It is. I mean, you got guys like Josh Robinson, who was a backup all year and then went in and did a really nice job, and we've seen what he's capable of. But I mean, we moved him to tackle, and we really dummied down what we're trying to do. And now it's the whole offense and everything being thrown at him. And there's a little bit of mental swimming going on with him right now. But yeah, for him, and you got Jens Danielsen back, who's doing a nice job, and Brunson and Wixon, and some guys. You can see him growing up and maturing from a year ago. You can see some of that progression of maturity as a football player really starting to show up a little bit more. But again, we're just not where we need to be. I'm not trying to be negative. We're still a long way away, and we got to get to the point where when one guy steps left, they're all on a chain and they all go the same direction. You know, and that's what a good offensive line has to do, is they all have to be on the same page, and we're not there yet.
Do you think your move sent a message, I guess, for the team, stressing the importance of academics?
I certainly hope. You know what I mean? I certainly hope. That's not why I did it, but I certainly hope so. I mean, they know what our expectations are. They know what we want. We have gotten much more involved as a staff than we have been, than I've been anywhere that I've ever been. We've gotten much more involved, and we are running our own study halls and doing some things like that just to let them know on what will be tolerated and what won't be. And everybody's got an obligation to hold up their end of the deal academically, and if they don't, they're not going to be part of it. And it's a privilege, not a right, to play football here. And if they're not going to take care of their business in the classroom, they're not going to represent this university.
You're now more than a third of the way through spring, and spring always seems to fly by.
Yeah.
Is it tough in the middle of spring to step back and think what you've gotten done to this point is what you wanted to get done to this point?
We're not there yet. I mean, no, we still – I talked about coming in the goals that we had. I want to create depth. It's the biggest site. I don't need Xavier Woods to get 1,000 reps, and I got 2 years of film on him and Kentrell Bryce and Adarius Barnes and Dora and Butler, but you know what? I haven't seen Russell Ferris play or Cooper play, or, you know what I mean, going through all these young guys, and right now they're not ready. They're not ready, and as Sean asked, what's it going to take to get there? We're going to have to push like crazy every single day, every day of practice. We need every rep. That's why I canceled a couple practices that were heavy rain oriented. Not that you can't practice in the rain, but it's so important for us to get quality reps out here. We only get 15, and I want to make sure they're 15 good ones, because every day is going to count in the big picture and trying to get some of these young guys ready to step on the field and play.
On the secondary, it's kind of a fan website, but this website rated Tech secondary as one of the best 5 secondaries coming back in 2015. You think this secondary lives up to that hype? Or, I mean, you know what you've got with them coming back, but how good can they be?
Well, I mean, I think they can be very good, but we've talked about before, you got to learn how to win, and then you got to learn how to handle winning, and how well do you handle that publicity, and how well do you handle, you know, having some of the success that we had a year ago? How hungry are we still to be better than we were a year ago? Because there's going to be people that have, we're going to have a bullseye on our chest, especially in the West Division, and everybody's going to be looking to play us, and everybody's going to be excited about it. We're going to get everybody's best shot, and it's going to be the game that they bring out certain wrinkles. It's going to be the game that this is going to be the game that a lot of them are shooting for. Are we ready for that? I don't know. Do we have talent back? We do. We have a lot of talented players back there, and I definitely think with the talent, they're deserving of all the credits that they're getting for what they were able to accomplish on the field, and they're all returning. But how good they're going to be is yet going to be determined, because I think a lot of that's going to be their attitude. If they keep that kind of humble and hungry drive to keep pushing to make sure that we keep getting better every day.
All right.